following broadcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department of Dominican University of California. Hello, and welcome to Working 24-8, a podcast show all about the life and legacy of NBA legend Kobe Bryant. Many of you know him as the man that dropped 81 points on the Toronto Raptors, or the guy that took over the Los Angeles Lakers, but there is a lot more to him than that. Kobe Bryant was a human being, someone who impacted the world, and I'm excited to share that side of him. Let's get right to it. Welcome back to another episode of Working 24-8, all about the life and legacy of Kobe Bryant, one of the best NBA basketball players, well, in my opinion, but others can challenge me on that. But this podcast series has been all about who Kobe Bryant was, is, and the life and legacy that he has left on everyone in the world. So this podcast episode is going to be why 24-8. A lot of you have heard of the term or phrase working 24/7. Well, it was quite ironically that Kobe wore both number 24 and wore number 8. So I cleverly came up with the idea to name my podcast series Working 24-8. Fit just right because of the numbers that Kobe Bryant wore in his career. So I guess we can go into why 24-8, and why did Kobe Bryant wear two jerseys for that matter? Why did he wear number 8? Why did he wear number 24? And why did the Lakers decide to retire both numbers when it came to the end of his career in 2017? So I guess you can say throughout his career, Kobe Bryant didn't accept any failure. I've talked about the Mamba mentality that he lived by, and everyone knows the phrase or term Mamba mentality that he demanded from his players that or teammates that he played with and everybody else. And it's one of the reasons why he had such an impact and why his character was regarded so highly while he was playing in the NBA. So I guess something that I should note in this episode was he, regardless of the number that he wore, he still had a remarkable career. Whether he wore number 8 or number 24, his career was still one of the best careers an NBA player could ever show or display. But there was a difference between wearing number 8 and wearing number 24. He wore number 8 coming into his rookie season and then changed it to number 24. So some, according to ESPN, have argued that he wanted to prove that he was better than Michael Jordan because Michael Jordan had different numbers while he was playing in the league too. And it was kind of funny, I read that 24 stood for 3 rings, or winning 3 championship rings as number 8. So if you want to do the math, 3 times 8 equals 24, but that's kind of a theory and a weird myth. So Kobe opened up to ESPN that what had prompted the sudden change of going from 8 to 24. And as Kobe Bryant said, and I quote, "When I first came in at 8, he was really trying to plant a seed or plant a flag sort of thing. And he got to prove that he belonged in the league. And he got to prove that he was one of the best in the league at a young age. And you could just tell by the way he played that he had that nonstop energy and aggressiveness and all that showed in his early career in the NBA. So he mentioned that number 24, or switching the jersey to 24, was a growth from the aggressiveness and the non-stop energy that he had when he was younger and in his early career. So, as many people know in the NBA, physical attributes aren't a thing anymore, or at least it's all about the skill. You see Steph Curry, Damian Lillard, LeBron James, all those players bringing the skill level aside from the physicality. I mean, physicality still matters today, but it's more skill-wise. It's more, the game of basketball changed, of course, over time, and so did Kobe Bryant's jerseys. So changing to 24 was a growth from number 8. And he started to have a broader perspective of being one of the older guys on the Laker team that he was on at the time when he changed to 24, and as opposed to being the youngest. So as things evolved, so did his number. Now, he did mention that it's that one number wasn't necessarily better than the other. He just claimed that it was growth. And Kobe changed his jersey in before the 2006 and to 2007 season. And he had already been in the league for almost a decade at that point, because he started his NBA career in 1996. So there was some talk about the difficulties that he had between Shaquille O'Neal and some of his other relationships with the franchise. And it was sort of as if he wanted to leave all of that behind him. And that was what was representative when he wore number 8. So changing to 24, he was leaving all of that behind him and in the past. It is important to note that he did spend 10 years with each number. He spent 10 years with number 8, and he spent 10 years with number 24 as he played 20 seasons in the NBA. And so he still presented a lot of accolades and did a lot of great things with each number, but it's important to note that. So here are some accolades and stats with number 8. Want to attribute this to ESPN. So as number 8, he was a slam dunk champion. He made the all rookie team. He was an all-star game MVP. He made the all NBA team eight times out of the 10 seasons he played with number 8. He made the all defensive team 6 times with number 8. He was the all-time scorer of the year title one time as number 8. He won 3 championships, as I said before, with number 8. He scored 16,866 points, had 3,634 rebounds, 3,148 assists, and 1,059 steals, and 431 blocks. And then, of course, he had the 81 career high point game against the Toronto Raptors. So that was with number 8, touching on the accolades he acquired while wearing number 8. And here are some accolades and stats that he had with number 24. He was All-Star Game MVP 3 times. He made the All-NBA team 7 times. And he was All-Defense 6 times. Was all-time leading scorer in the league 1 time. MVP of the whole league 1 time. Won 2 NBA championships. Won 2 NBA Finals MVPs. MVP awards. Scored 16,777 points, 3,413 rebounds, 3,158 assists, 885 steals, 209 blocks, and had the 61-point game in the Madison Square Garden against the LA Lakers' rival, the Boston Celtics. And that, just a fun fact, was the most ever points score, or that was the most or the highest scoring game ever against a rival team. And so I guess that's a true testament right there about Kobe Bryant and just the greatness of a player that he was. And quite frankly, all those accolades with both number 8 and number 24 changed the name and the game of basketball. Kobe Bryant set a high standard and truly showed the mob mentality that he had wearing both of those numbers. And so you can go back to my point as to why did I even decide to focus on Kobe Bryant for this podcast series? Why did I choose the title Working 24/7? Why this? Why that? Well, go into the phrase working 24/7. Working hard, for that matter. Working 24/7, that normally means that you're doing something during the day for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, going. Kobe Bryant did all of that. As number 8 in his rookie and younger career scores, or younger career time in the NBA, he would be in the gym earlier than everybody else. He would spend hours and hours in the gym before all of his teammates came on a game day. I remember seeing a couple pictures of the gym being completely dark and Kobe Bryant was there. And that's something that not a lot of players did. At least great players did it. Obviously, Michael Jordan, LeBron James, Magic Johnson. They all did that. And that left a legacy for Kobe Bryant to carry on, especially in the Lakers program. I mean, obviously, they went through that 10-year drought after they won a couple championships because some players got traded, different things like that. But Kobe Bryant set the standard, both wearing number 8 and number 24. And he worked 24/7. And he worked 24/8, for that matter. You can argue that he worked 8 days a week, even though there's only 7 days truly in a week. 24 hours, 8 days a week. And that seems impossible, but Kobe did that. And I guess as a lover of sports and a lover of basketball, of course, that just kind of leaves a motivational stamp on work ethic, how hard someone works at the sport that they love, and a lot of other things. I guess just set an example. Kobe Bryant is an example of what a true lover of a sport is, what a true lover of life someone could be. And he held himself to that standard. Obviously, as a rookie in the NBA, he had some challenges and media rumors, things like that. But if you really want to think about it, truly, Kobe Bryant didn't let any of that affect his Mamba mentality. And the Mamba mentality is working 24/8. 24 hours a day, 8 days a week when nobody else is. And you can truly ask yourself that and how you're living your life. I've had to ask myself that question very recently as to how am I living my life? Would Kobe Bryant do this? Would Kobe Bryant do that? And I guess some of the decisions that I've been making personally haven't really been that great when in regards to academics or basketball, but I do have that Mamba mentality inside of me, and everybody does for that matter. And if you really truly love your life, then you will live by the 24/8 standard that Kobe Bryant set while he was wearing jersey number 8 and jersey number 24. So I hope that leaves some motivation. I mean, it definitely motivates me whenever I talk about Kobe Bryant, for that matter. And I'm excited to keep sharing Kobe Bryant's life with you all, whoever's listening. And I'm thankful to everyone who has listened. And I'm excited for next week's episode, as I believe I want to bring in someone who, again, is a Kobe fan, but also is a college basketball player as well. So be on the lookout for next week's episode. And that's all the time that we have today. And I hope you enjoyed this episode of Working 24/8, The Life and Legacy of Kobe Bryant. This podcast has been created by students in the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California and is intended for the private, non-commercial use of our audience. You can find this and other student podcasts at radio.dominican.edu. Thank you for listening, and always remember to keep that Mamba mentality. Peace, love, and Mamba out.